Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, Tim Hetzner, president of Lutheran Church Charities. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Andy.
Good to have you with us. Thanks for being our guest this morning. I know that you all have a busy schedule and lots going on. Just a ton of work ahead of you with all the disaster response you're doing and keeping up on all the regular things that you all do. So, well, for our listeners not familiar with Lutheran Church Charities, share with us, who is Lutheran Church Charities? What are you up to these days?
Well, Lutheran Church Charities is a RSO, Recognized Service Organization of the LCMS, and we work with and through all of our LCMS churches throughout the United States. Primary things is disaster response, the canine comfort dog ministry, and the canine military dog ministry. Those are three major areas. We do pass-through giving. We do help churches reach out beyond their walls, out into communities, and engage with people and share the gospel with mercy, compassion, presence, and proclamation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Which is all of our mission, really.
How long has Lutheran Church Charities been around and doing the good work that you do?
Well, the Lutheran Church Charities started in 1946, but it was a ministry of the Northern, or an agency, actually, of the Northern Illinois District to support other agencies. When I came in 13 years ago, we changed that to be a ministry, not an agency, but a ministry that works through our congregations and helps support and further our congregations in outreach efforts, both in their community, nationally and internationally. So our focus changed about 13 years ago when I came, because my heart's parish ministry, and that's where the lost are won to Christ.
And you spent some time in parish ministry as a director of Christian education, and I love DCEs. I'm one myself. And how did your work in the parish prepare you for the work that God has given you today?
Well, it was interesting when you look back at it, Andy. You don't realize it at the time. I was in parish ministry 25 years, 20 years at one parish, my last parish I was at. And at that time, I was doing adult Bible studies, teaching people the mind, method, manner, and ministry of Jesus Christ. And then knowing that it can't be a head trip, it's going to be the heart. And so I started what was called Good Samaritan Ministries, which was to help people in our community, food, clothing, furniture. Then we started doing mission trips, and then we started doing disaster response, and just started engaging people, serving out in the community, and found that half the people that were involved and supported, actually more than half, were non-members of our church. And in many cases, 25% were non-Christian or listed no church background. Let me say that. Many kind of, as we see today, list themselves as Christian unchurched, which I know some would say is, you know, if you're a Christian, you should be church. But many people, you know, they have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They're active in Bible study, active in prayer, and they want to serve, but for whatever reason, don't want to engage in a church, or as many of them say, don't want to play the games of, you know, just sitting there and just being self-centered or inward focused, as some congregations are. They want to get out there and help people make mm-hmm. a difference and touch people with the presence of Jesus Christ.
Well, tell us about some of the places where churches and individuals are partnering with Lutheran Church Charities to get out and make a difference.
Well, I think probably one of the most impactful outreach ministries that I've ever worked with is the Comfort Dog Ministry. And mm-hmm. we place dogs in our churches and schools and universities. And you know, the beauty of a dog is, you know, they're part of God's creation, so they bring glory to God. But people like dogs. They pet dogs. When they relax, they start talking, and you listen, and you pray with people, and you find out the various needs and hurts and traumas that people are going through. And you know, for Lutherans, many times if you ask them to share their faith or to pray with somebody, they take two steps backwards. But when you got a dog, people come up to you. And so you don't have to engage people. People come and engage you. And then it's helping people to listen and just to look in the eyes of people and to pray with people and to listen to people. And they come back energized. And so they share with other members that, you know, there's a lot of hurting people out there. And so you're changing a paradigm that I think our churches had of, you know, what can we do to bring people in? Versus what can we do to send our people out? You know, Andy, I've read the Gospels a number of times, and I have yet to find where Jesus ever invited somebody to synagogue or temple. But throughout the Gospels, we have Jesus deploying people and sending them out. And not that people should be, they should be part of a body of Christ, and they should be part of a community for word and sacrament ministry. But you first engage them outside of the walls of your church. And you serve them there, or invite them to serve with you as you serve people.
Mm-hmm.
I see this all the time. Like we're in disaster response now because of the tornadoes up here. But you know, I remember our first work day out there. You know, we had 275 volunteers, and the number of people that came in and wanted to volunteer that had no church connection. They just wanted to help people, and so they're working alongside of Christians. And they see that, you know, that it's not about picking up debris. It's not about cutting down trees, but it's about the people that live there and saw our people praying with them. And they engage us in that. And they go, you know, this is different than other type of service things. This is more personal. It's more connected to the victims of a disaster. And they come back and say, I want to continue to be a part of this. Well, that's a step in helping people engage with the body of Christ, and ultimately with a local body of Christ called a parish or a church.
Hmm. You're right. Wherever we go in our daily lives, whether it's work or school or wherever we are, or when we're given those special opportunities, when there's a disaster or some sort of way that God has given us to serve in our community, especially working alongside someone else, there are great opportunities for conversation that point to the most important thing in life.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the easiest ways to engage people who are not connected to a church, is in acts of service out into the community, because people want to be involved with it. You know, we hear a lot of stuff about our world and how bad it is, but you know, there's a lot of good people out there. And of course, we were created to be lovers. I mean, before sin entered in, that's what God wired us to be. And so when people reconnect with what it is that God created us to be, they feel good. And they feel that they have a purpose. And when you then explain to them that purpose is something that is God-given, that God created us to be that way, and he created us to be kind, merciful, loving people to others, and to help people and to serve people, and that our model then of how we do that is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they see religion and all that differently than how they previously saw it, as just, you know, kind of Christians are out there fighting each other over what they believe.
Sure, that's what God has given us to do. That's certainly what Jesus has done. And by his grace, we're enabled to do it. When it's always interesting when people argue, especially in social media platforms, argue about religion and Christians have always been the cause of strife and wars hate and disagreement in this world. They forget that It was by God, through the body of Christ, through his servants here on earth, that many great things have been started. The hospitals and a lot of care has been provided through, a lot of mercy work provided through by Jesus, through God's people.
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, you don't argue somebody into the kingdom of God.
Indeed.
And I think that's a success of our dogs, because not one of our dogs has ever got into a theological argument. Can you believe that?
And they're Lutheran dogs at that. So
they're trained in the 16 marks.
I question. I don't know if they're not getting into good theological debate.
but they're out there and they're part of God's creation. And God uses all of his creation to bring glory to him and to point to him.
Indeed.
And I think that's what Christians need to spend more time on is showing how God's creation can do that, but then also showing those acts of mercy to others. And I'm so proud of our synod in with the focus on mercy, because that is so needed out there with in the world in which we live in, because there are hurting people all over. You know, we see that in disasters. And of course, in a disaster, you know, people lost their homes and all that. But we also find that people had personal disasters before their home blew away.
Oh, sure.
And now because their home is blown away, there's people talking to them, and they're getting down to some of their other hurts that they have, and they're surrounded by people. And now is what, you know, in a disaster, you know, everybody comes out at the front, but it's the Christians that stay for the long haul, and we're seeing that now where we're working, you know. Last weekend, a lot of the outside groups that came in to help in the disaster have now pulled up and left because, you know, the money's gone if they're getting money from FEMA, which we don't get because we proclaim Christ. Mm. And so they move on. But yet we're still there working and still have volunteers out every day and still engaging people. And that will continue for weeks. And it will continue quietly. The news media has pulled out everything else. But now is where the real heart of ministry takes place. It's not just quick being there helping somebody, but it's sustaining that relationship with people, sustaining that connection with the body of Christ, and sustaining the support for people through the whole realm of what they go through over the next months, and in some cases, years.
And that's really where the difference is made. And, we need to take a quick break, and I want to talk more about the places where Lutheran Church Charities is serving. But I do have to say, I did have the privilege of meeting a couple of the dogs when you and I were at the Northern Illinois District Convention. And I have to say, I met both Martin and Luther, and neither one of them disagreed with me on any theological points. So I think they're fine dogs. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Tim Hetzner, president of Lutheran Church Charities. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church every night. Weeknights after evening prayer, you can hear sacred music on KFUO in St. Louis, streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer or Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for 90 years.
The Lutheran Heritage Foundation translates and publishes the Book of Concord in the Amharic language for pastors in Ethiopia. LHF also translates and publishes other good Lutheran books into many languages to help churches around the world introduce people to the Savior, Jesus Christ. You can learn about matching funds currently available to help LHF Missions publish almost 40,000 books at lhfmissions.org. Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod recently said these words regarding the importance of the work of Concordia Historical Institute.
When you forget your past, you forget the gospel. You become locked into your own little part of time. As you study the past and know the past and know what happened in the past, you see God at work and you see Christ.
Discover your Lutheran history at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
One of the most widely known poems ever written must be Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." It is recited frequently, and on the next Sing for Joy, you'll hear it sung in a wonderful variety of ways. I hope you'll join us.
Sundays at noon on KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We're talking with Tim Hetzner, president of Lutheran Church Charities. Tim, Lutheran Church Charities serves all over the world, really, in a number of places, wherever mercy is needed. And that's, you know, everywhere in the world. But there are a number of places. Tell us about, I know you've been doing a lot of work there in Illinois with the recent tornadoes. And I know there's a special family that you've had the opportunity to work with. Tell us about them.
We have so many families we worked with, but this one just sits out. It was a couple, Pete and Lily, and the tornado hit on a Thursday at 7 o'clock, and it was their 60th wedding anniversary. And they lost their entire home. But they are spared because they weren't home at the time, because she was in a neighboring town that day because she had to get some medical treatment. And so they came back, and, of course, their home of all these years was just gone. And so they were shell-shocked. They're members of St. Paul Lutheran in Rochelle, which, Pastor Greg Hoffman is the pastor there. And so we helped and clean up and helped salvage whatever stuff we could of theirs and work with them. And I had time to, you know, our volunteers prayed with them out on the site and their daughter that was helping them. But on Sunday, I had a chance to talk with them. And, you know, I can always tell a Lutheran, because if you ask them if they need help, they always say, well, you know, we're doing okay. And I'm sure there's people that need more help. So I said, you're a Lutheran. but they were kind of reluctant to receive help. And I looked at Pete and I said, you know, Pete, you look like a man that has probably helped out a lot of people in your lifetime. And then he just started sharing about all the different times. He was at a gas station once and filling up his car, and across the pump from him was another family filling up their car, and they didn't have enough money to pay for it. He paid for it, and they insisted that they were going to pay him back. He says, no, and all that. And he went on to the next story, and I says, now, Pete, you spent your life helping. That's what the body of Christ is about. Now, allow the body of Christ to be the body of Christ and to have the same experience that you have had all your life, and allow them to help you. That's what it means to be the body of Christ, to share each other's burdens.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of just changed. He goes, yeah, I guess so. So we're helping this family. And, you know, in their age, they have to make a decision. Do they rebuild their house, or mm-hmm. they rent something else, or what do they do? And those are difficult decisions at that age. But they have their church, and they have the extended church, which is the body of Christ. And so they're going to make it. And we see that with so many families that we're helping, that they're just yes, you know, it's rough to lose everything, but, you know, it's just stuff, Andy. It's just stuff. And what's important to them is memories. What's important to them is people. And they're not alone. And that's the beauty of the gospel. We're never alone. And when the body of Christ does what the body of Christ is instructed to do by Jesus Christ, I mean, it is actually the miracles that come out of a disaster. And also the people that did not know Jesus Christ before the disaster that are now receptive to know about Jesus Christ. They're, you know, worship attendance always picks up mm-hmm. when you're out helping a community. And of course, we always work through one of our churches and do it in the name of that church, because they're going to continue to serve that community for the long haul. And so it opens up doors, and it engages members of the church. You know, St. Paul, just the number of people that got involved in helping. And the pastor was just shocked. He says, you know, this has brought new life to this congregation. And it took a disaster.
So
bring them on, huh? Let God bring them on.
And think of what that shows the community about Christian unity, that brothers and sisters in Christ from around the country, you know, outside of that community, can come together and help their own brothers and sisters in Christ right there in that community, and support them so that they can continue to be faithful servants right where they are.
That's right. That's right. And then, of course, we help out friends of members of our churches and neighbors, mm-hmm. and then extend out into other things in the community. We walk fields for farmers, which, you know, many times get overlooked in disasters of the stuff that gets thrown out into their fields.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to walk those fields and pick that stuff up so they can plant crops.
Right.
So now it's rewarding, and it's what God's created us to be. And it can be tiresome, but, you know, that's part of You know, there's no such thing, retirement, on this side of the gates. And as long as God's got you breathing, he's got work for you to do, and you got to keep plugging and doing it. But you go home at night feeling good about being a Christian.
Speaking of doing work, God giving us work to do, how can Lutheran Church Charities help me or others be prepared to help in a disaster, or you know, in how to respond in those situations? Is there something that we can learn or gain from Lutheran Church Charities?
Well, you know, Lutheran Church Charities, we train our volunteers mm-hmm. before going out. It's called LERT, which was actually, it is a ministry of the LCMS of early disaster response. And a fantastic training program that the LCMS started actually as a result out of Katrina. And so it helps train lay people. In fact, we've got a training this Saturday of another group of people how to respond in a disaster, but it's not just the mechanics of how to, you know, go into situations and clean up and do mucking and all that.
How to use a chainsaw properly.
You have to be certified to do all that. And we're always praised for the training of our volunteers. But the main part of the training is how to engage with people in a disaster or a crisis with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And how you bring that presence of him, and you listen to people, and you pray with people, and you continue to serve with people. That's the training. And I think any congregation throughout all of our districts can get alert training. We do them, and I know in St. Louis they have a disaster mm-hmm. response staff, Ross Johnson and Mike Meyer and others that, mm-hmm. that do a wonderful job. And the LCMS is one of the frontline denominations in doing disaster response and preparedness training.
What's unique about the way that Lutherans go about disaster response?
The fact that we take the mechanical part of disaster response and we connect it with the spiritual part of disaster response, with the emphasis on the spiritual part. That's unique. That's mm-hmm. unique. Not all do that. And I've got to say, even some Christian groups, you know, they'll clean up a yard, but will they pray with people?
Mm-hmm.
Will they spend the time listening to people? Will they sit there with them and help them go through their things? Will they help them in the long term? That's the key. It's the long term. It's not just being there for a day. It's being there for a week, 2 weeks, 2 months, and beyond. And we can do that because of our congregations that are located in these communities or around these communities.
Right, that partnership with the local congregation, connecting the people in the community to that local congregation, to that word and sacrament right there in their own neighborhood.
And that's the beauty of being part of a synod.
Mm-hmm.
The synods get, you know, bad graps all the time about, you know, it's all political and all this type of stuff. And you have that. But it shines through. Mm-hmm. That's the body of Christ. And it's working together with the big body of Christ, which brings a stronger capacity in helping people financially and people-wise. You know, we get volunteers in from all over the United States that come and want to help out. And you don't like to say no to that because they want to feel part of it, even though, you know, sometimes you end up with, I hate to say, too many volunteers. But, you know, even then, we can say we got too many volunteers, but then something opens up and you're using them.
Mm-hmm.
And in productive things. So God's got it all planned out.
Indeed,
you know?
Indeed.
Because I certainly don't. That's for sure.
Well, we have just a couple of minutes left. I want to touch base just briefly on the Care 9 Dogs. I know we talked briefly about it earlier, just mentioned it, but I'd love for our listeners to learn a little bit more about that before we wrap up our conversation this morning.
Well, our Care 9 Dog Ministry, we started in the 1st of August last year. And it was using our comfort dogs, so we call them Care 9, invested them with a military vest, with veterans to serve military veterans and their families. And that's the unique thing. It's not just placing the dog with a veteran, which a lot of groups do that, and there's a lot of therapeutic value in doing that. But this is using veterans with a dog that's trained to go out and to connect with military and their families and veterans and their families with the unique needs that they have. And a huge mission field, Andy, huge mission field. And the Missouri Synod is so positioned for this because of the number of military chaplains that we have throughout the United States and in our military. And to go out into the community to engage these veterans, who many of them suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder or moral fatigue and other issues, and they just need and we have found that it's veterans. They'll open up to veterans. Many times they won't open up even to family members about what they've gone through, but they'll open up to another veteran. So we're using veterans with a dog to serve veterans, military, and their families. And it's just a huge opening in ministry in the places we are now being invited in with our Care 9 dogs.
Very good. Point us to the website so we can find out more about Lutheran Church Charities, Care 9, all those great things.
Well, you can go to LutheranChurchCharities.org, and we have all of our information there, and we have an email newsletter that goes out once a week on Wednesday mornings that lists all the different things that people can get involved with and directly support. And all of our support, by the way, when you're helping a family, is dollar for dollar. So 100% of your gift goes to what you give it to.
Thanks so much, Tim. Tim Hetzner, President, Lutheran Church Charities, thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time.
God bless KFUO, and you, Andy, keep plugging at it and causing the devil problems.
Thanks, Tim. God's blessings to you, too. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading on Worldwide KFUO.